In times when corruption is so widespread, it's hard to imagine a society and people completely free from it. We often treat it as something far away in what others do, but rarely think of ourselves as carriers. But when was the last time we had a look at ourselves to see how much we're contributing to this evil disease? Here are 5 steps to know that you've been diagnosed with corruption. Giving in to your desires. This is the first sign that you're being conditioned for corruption to take a hold. It starts with small things, like missing morning prayers. You know you should wake up, but somehow the desire to sleep gets the better of you. You know you shouldn't touch that unhealthy food, but the sweet tooth just can't resist. Remember, it's the little things that show your true character, and as the idiom says, the devil is in the details. If it's small enough, it doesn't count. Comparing ourselves to nepotists and kleptocrats, we often feel entitled to shrug off our own bad deeds as they seem so small in comparison. But remember, corruption is all about scale. If a billionaire receives just 0.1% of his income in bribes, to you it's still a million. So next time you point fingers, check your own backyard. The small amount is just as dirty. But everyone's doing it. It's just like littering. Just because everyone throws their trash on the street doesn't mean that no one has to clean it up after you. So if you're not keeping yourself responsible for your bad deeds to the point where you no longer repent, the infestation has really gotten a hold of you. If everyone around you is doing wrong, doing right has even more value. It only affects me. For example, for food to be considered halal, remember that the income paying for it has to be halal too. So the next time you're feeding your family from illicitly sourced funds, you are spreading this disease all around the table, contributing to the corruption of your loved ones, together with you. There are no alternatives. If financial institutions can't see their clients asking for Islamic products, they won't provide them. It's easier to give in to your desires and get that nice car and house of yours, but this way you will never be able to scratch your itch. For as children of Adam, even if we were given a valley of gold, we would still ask for a second one. So here we come back to the first point. Ask yourself, is this something that I need or something that I want? If you don't need it, make a habit of restraining yourself from your desire. Discipline starts from small steps. So no matter how small that good deed is, it has 10 times the power over a bad one. It's easy to follow the current, but remember, swimming upstream makes you stronger. Be a role model for society, not just a blind follower. Make all your actions for the sake of Allah. Then you will see how your perspective changes. Egoism starts with the wrong mindset of you being in the middle of the universe. Make sure to spread this message to others. For if we all start making the right change, together we will make a difference and get rid of the corruption that is still at large in our society, where cases are increasing day by day.